And here on KBRB, we are joined in studio by Ainsworth Volunteer Fire Department Chief Brad Fial, and we're going to discuss dry conditions and the fire danger that we've been seeing on an almost daily basis from the National Weather Service with the windy conditions, the drought, the low humidity, and that's all coupled for almost daily briefings from the Weather Service on the dry conditions. And Brad, I know that's kind of been the driving factor for you and some of the other fire chiefs around the area to basically say, all right, we've got to take some preventive measures and start with a burn ban.
Once again, Greg, thank you very much for letting me come on and kind of explain this burn ban a little bit more detail. As everybody knows, the dry conditions and the high winds that we've had consistently has sure dried out all the vegetation in our area. And we've been in red flag warnings off and on now for several months. And we just kind of want to avoid those big fires. So, yeah, we kind of put this burn ban into effect.
So when we talk burn ban, of course, we basically we're not going to be issuing any burn permits to those who want to burn brush typically this time of year when it usually is wet. But we're going so far as no campfires, no fire pits, no trash burning, nothing where there's an open flame.
Yeah, normally there's a statewide burning ban in the state of Nebraska anyway, and the fire chief can waive that. But I know Ainsworth and Rock County it will not be waiving that. And I'm sure if you try to get a burn ban from any or a burn permit from any fire department, they're going to say no. So yeah, the campfires, backyard burning, burn pits, all that's going to be banned. Now, if you have a gas grill or something like that and you want to take it camping, that is allowable. It's just the sparks that come off of burning wood or charcoal or something like that is what we're trying to get away from.
Well, and as we've seen with fires not only around the country but here in Nebraska, that fire recently in southern Nebraska, we've had some that have flared up around the north central, northeast part of the state, and it's just a case where with the wind driving those and the low humidity and just as dry as it is out there, you get a fire started and it becomes really, really tough to get something out.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, if we have a fire in our area here, I kind of drove around a little bit, and our vegetation out here is, there's a lot of it out there. So it wouldn't take long for a spark to catch the grass on fire and get away from us. And, you know, everybody remembers 2012. We could easily go back to that.
Well, the conditions really setting up like 2012, maybe not quite as warm as 2012 was in the spring, and probably a little drier than 2012, and certainly much windier. So, you know, we got that 2012 really hit when the heat set in June, July, and into August, but we're seeing those conditions even earlier now to where we'll keep our fingers crossed that we have enough moisture even to get a green up the way things are going if we're just going to stay brown all summer.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I don't know how long we're going to have this burn ban on. We definitely is going to have to get some moisture and some definitely has to green up everywhere before we can lift this burn ban.
Sure. So, you know, when we talk about ways that fire departments can be assisted, I know if you have to respond to fires, there's going to be some things that you'll be calling on landowners and, you know, those in the agriculture sector to step in and use some of their equipment and some of their things to help out the fire departments.
One thing that we do know when we get these big fires like that, the one thing that is short is water. Water really helps us out putting these fires out. And not all of us, our departments have tankers and stuff, so we will call on hopefully farmers and ranchers that do have big water tankers. Let me know, give me a call, say, hey, I've got so many gallon tank that is available, I can put you on a list. Along with that, I know I do know the fire that happened over by Elwood and Arapaho. One of the major things they used down that way to get that fire under control was farmers brought discs out. So if you're willing to do that too, you know, you disc a line in front of the fire and it definitely gets it put out, or not actually put out, but gets it to where we can get on top of it and get it put out.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned the water tanks and some of those things that are available, even so much as turning the windmills on, getting those tanks, you know, just whatever it might be.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the shorter you have to go distance-wise to refill those grass rigs and those tanks to where you're actively fighting the fire, the better the response will be if you've got places strategically within the county that can provide you that water resource as opposed to having to drive the longer distances.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. If you ranchers out there, if you don't mind turning your water supply on your stock tanks, get them filled up. Just about all of our fire trucks have a way to draft and pump water out of those tanks. So if we can, you know, fill a tank up by just going a quarter of a mile away versus going, you know, 15 miles back to our tanker, it sure does help, and their turnaround time to get back on that fire and get some of that flame put out is crucial.
Well, we, of course, have an all-volunteer force up here, so everybody pitches in when we do have situations like this, but no end in sight as far as when these conditions might ease, so just be prepared. This burn ban for most of our area going to be in effect until those conditions warrant it changing. And of course, we'll get into that. I just saw the story today that May and June are projected to be above normal temperature wise and below normal precipitation. So if we're starting with a deficit, it may look like in the long-term forecast that it's not going to improve much. So I know if people have questions or if they want any additional information, I know most of the time fire chiefs are willing to discuss things.
Yeah, if you have any questions whatsoever, just contact your local fire chief and they will explain it to you. And I know every county is a little bit different, but I bet right now across the state of Nebraska, about all counties got a burn ban going on.
Well, we appreciate the information. We'll try to, again, keep reinforcing that and keep people aware that even if you're out just doing your normal activity out somewhere where the potential exists that a fire could blow up quickly, be mindful of what you do. You know, don't want to park a vehicle that's been running a long time in tall grass. You know, it's a tinder box to where anything and everything can basically get a fire started. So we want to do our best to keep our volunteers out of harm's way and from having to put in the kinds of hours that they had to put in back in 2012, where, as I remember you and I talking, neither of us knew what day it was during different portions of the 2012 wildfires. So appreciate the info, Brad, and we'll try to keep everybody aware of the conditions and doing their best that we don't get fire started.
Thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate it.
That's Ainsworth Fire Chief Brad Fiala here on KBRB.